Disloyalty is a part of every single narcissistic relationship. Believe it or not, every narcissist cheats on their partner. The difference is some narcissists do it quite overtly, others do it covertly, quite subtly. Those who do it overtly are easily caught. You get to know about the other person, you get to know about the whole story, and that is how you find out. But when it comes to covert narcissists or the cheating that is done covertly, it's extremely difficult to know what was going on. I call it emotional promiscuity, where the narcissist drops hints for these other people, insinuating that they're open for something without saying it overtly, without making it known and visible. And that is when things get really bad, because you cannot put a finger on what's going on, but you know what something is going on. This is what we are going to talk about in today's episode. Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional. Welcome to my channel. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today we are going to talk about how a narcissist cheats on you without cheating on you. If that sounds interesting and you are eager to learn more with me, please make sure to subscribe before we begin, because as I always request, your subscription to this channel helps spread awareness about narcissistic abuse. Many survivors of narcissistic abuse say, oh, my narcissist did not cheat, because they were always home. They were not talking with anybody. They were not texting people. They were just available 24/7. I didn't see something weird. I didn't catch them doing something bad that could have suggested they are doing something they're not supposed to be doing. But the problem is, the parameters we use when trying to assess if a narcissist is cheating or not are incomplete, because they do not include the other forms of invisible cheating that happens in such relationships. And the things they do, you would not consider even cheating without the context and without properly knowing the situation inside out to get a feel of what is actually going on. I'm not talking about micro cheating either, because that kind of cheating can be caught. You can find out about it. The narcissist may find opportunities here and there to flirt with people and to physically cheat on you, only to act like nothing has happened. That kind of cheating is still visible. The type of cheating that I'm talking about is insidious, because the narcissist cheats on you through their body language, through dropping hints for other people to know there is something that can be achieved from the situation, that there is space for them, and they can become a part of the narcissist's life to, let's say, flirt with them, to take advantage of them, to have something going on. But the narcissist does not say it openly. Let me give you an example of this. Let's talk about a covert narcissistic woman who is really vulnerable. When she meets a man, there is nothing romantic going on between them. It begins with like a business-like conversation and so on. But as time passes, this narcissistic woman changes her body language, becomes promiscuous that only this other person can detect and feel, and then drops hints, laughs in a way, talks in a way, makes it seem like she's the biggest victim of her circumstances. She's trying to find a way out but cannot understand how to get out and so on, and she's fed up with the children and all that crazy BS, to insinuate that they would be more than open, she would be more than open to cheat on her husband if she could. She becomes more open than she is needed to be in this situation. She violates a lot of boundaries without openly violating them. And when that other person makes an advance or tests the situation to see if they are picking up these cues correctly, she does not create a boundary or does not push back. She covertly welcomes it as if that is what she wanted out of this person, out of the situation, and she kind of goes along it. She just flows with it. A time comes when these men, when these people start passing remarks they should not be clearly passing, knowing she is married, she's already committed to someone, and she lets that violation happen. She enjoys the attention she is getting, and she plays a part in it without playing a part in any of it, if you understand what I mean. And that makes it complicated to understand. Let's say you get to know about something between her and this other person, but there is nothing that would prove she was cheating on you. There's nothing that you can put a finger on. And then this person who is making all those advances, maybe they are a narcissist as well. Maybe he is also an opportunistic, and you only see his side and what he is trying to do, but she washes her hands of responsibility, puts all the blame on that person, and acts innocent. This way, she lines up multiple sources of supply and flirts with them without flirting with them, love bombs them without love bombing them. And then the devaluation is also subtle. She may push back, she may bait them a little bit and then hook them a little bit, and they may also play this game with her. Yet none of it would be visible, because on the surface level, both of these parties would maintain their relationship as if it is only professional. It's just a business relationship they are both involved in, but deep down, a game is being played of push and pull, and this man, this predator, is also looking for an opportunity to get more than what she is giving him. This does not only apply to women. You can have a covert narcissistic man in her place doing the same thing, but in a different way. It can be done in the name of a friendship, but they are more than friends. They make it seem like there is professionalism, but when nobody is watching, they get closer and she doesn't push back. Or when he or she gets too closer to the narcissist, she acts like, I don't know what you're doing here. I don't know what's going on. Why doesn't she cheat fully? Because of two reasons. One, she is afraid of being caught and losing it all. She's afraid of losing control over her primary sources of supply. Two, her shame stops her. Her fear stops her. She's too ashamed of becoming what she wants to become. He or she is actually promiscuous, but does not let that promiscuity take over because there is shame. There is fear of being caught. There is fear of losing it all, and there is fear of revealing their true self to these men or women. This narcissist is leading, because then they will not see them as the narcissist wants to be seen. Do you see how complicated all of this is? If you do not understand the subtleties of covert narcissism or narcissistic abuse in general, it definitely is going to be extremely difficult for you to find out what's going on. How do I know all of this? Unfortunately, and as embarrassed as I am to mention this, my mother, covert vulnerable narcissist, this is what used to happen. I felt violated when she used to do these things with these men who used to visit her. But at the same time, I could not put a finger on what was going on, because everything on the surface level looked nice, professional. She made it seem like she has her own boundaries intact and it's the other person making those advances, when in reality, she was welcoming them to do so. So the idea is, every single narcissist cheats on you because they cannot be loyal. They cannot stay with one single person, since they need a lot of sources of supply and they keep chasing novelty. They may cheat on you without cheating on you, as I was describing, but they always cheat. Why? They don't have a conscience. If they don't have a conscience, why would they care about right or wrong? They don't have a working moral compass. Everything revolves around their narcissistic self, and they live in this psychotic world where they change everything as per their needs. Make right wrong and wrong right, if it fits the situation. That's why I say they have moral ambiguity. What I am about to say is extremely sensitive, so please consider the context. When these men, or when these victims or predators make advances, and let's say something physical happens between them and the narcissist, then this narcissistic man or woman who did not intend to cheat in the first place blames the other person for SA. When in reality, they wanted it to happen. They welcomed it. They created that space for it, and they played a part in it, only to act as a victim later, only to dodge responsibility, only to blame the other person, only to make it seem like they never intended to do any of that, it was forced on them. It's a very sensitive thing that I just said, so please, please, please consider the context, because what I do not want to make it seem like SA, sexual abuse, is the victim's fault. I am not saying any of that. What I'm saying in this context is that it's shaped by the narcissistic man or woman who doesn't cheat overtly, but then when these things happen, they make it seem like they had no power to play in it. What do you think about all of this? Let me know in the comments. And have you experienced something as complicated as I am describing? If yes, also share your responses in comments below. Who knows, you might end up helping so many survivors who are stuck and confused. In conclusion, every single narcissist cheats on their partner. The only difference is sometimes it's overt and you catch them. Other times they craft it in a way that it almost becomes impossible to know what's going on, and they shape the environment that only supports them and the outcome they want out of it. I hope you found this episode insightful and helpful. If you did, let me know in the comments. Share this with others, and I'll talk with you in the next one. Until then, as always, let the healing begin and continue.